It is time now for Date Night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
We recommend date night activities for folks looking for things to see and do and enjoy, romantically speaking, in Chapel Hill.
You know, it feels weird being here now because it feels like I'm here with a stranger. I haven't seen you as much this week.
What?
Yeah, it's
weird.
Why
is that?
I don't know, like, you're here in the morning.
Right.
And then you come home.
Briefly.
And then, like, you come back sometimes to do other things. But, like, lately, I don't know, like, this week it feels like I've seen you less.
Are you talking about the Forum on the Hill, Brad?
I mean, I'm always talking about the Forum on the Hill, Aaron. Tell me more
look,
about
the... we're almost done with the Forum on the Hill. We got one
okay,
more day
listen,
of the Forum on the Hill.
Look, Broheim, like, I did not pick Fridays as the day for date night. If it was Monday, this would make no sense. But
yeah.
If it was Tuesday, I would look like a hero. Where were you all day yesterday? Oh, I don't know. Just at the Forum. What's that? Nothing. What's a Forum with you? And then you would talk about Forum on the Hill, and we wouldn't talk about date night stuff.
I do this 1 hour a day. All right. So this is the week of our Forum on the Hill, which usually is a December thing. And this is like an Australian Open situation because, like it used to be the case that in tennis, the Australian Open was in December, and 1 year they decided to bump it forward to January, and then for 1 year there was just no Australian Open at all, if you look at Wikipedia, and this is going to be the case now with the WCHL Forum because maybe we'll, like, get back to doing it in December. Or maybe it'll just be a January thing from now on. I don't know. But either we're going to have two in 2024 or we're just never going to have one in 2023, or the other.
I learned so much about you. I learned so much about you on date night because I really thought you were going to go into a whole, we moved the date of it. So now the official tennis association doesn't recognize the fact that we had a Australian Open like a month too late or a month too early.
We moved the date of it, by the way, because our main studio is still in the process of being built. And just like the vicissitudes of that led us to move the Forum like a month forward from where we ordinarily would do it. But
yeah, so either
we're doing it this week, and that's the important thing.
Either the Forum is completely legitimate and valid, and
which
everyone will love it for forever, we'll discount it several years away from now, anomaly. But who knows?
So, with that in mind, Brad.
Yes. Hi.
Erstwhile Brad.
Yes.
Idea for date night based on this very Forum on the Hill.
Forum on the Hill is great. We live in an amazing place. How can we make it better? What's at the forefront of our minds?
All the topics that we deal with in every Forum Hour.
Yeah. Like what we've done for the entire week and also today, but not Monday because that's a different week. What's a date night forum?
What's a date night forum?
Yeah, what is the Forum
so
on
So if we
date
were doing
night,
this as a Forum Hour.
Yes.
All right, cool. So every Forum Hour is we bring together movers and shakers who...
Hello.
Oh, by the way, chapelborough.com/Forum on the Hill if you're just joining us and you want to listen back to the whole Forum Hour. Forum is we bring together movers and shakers in Chapel Hill and Carrboro in the area to talk about like what's exciting in Chapel Hill and what we could do better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So here it is, like... What is my 5-year vision for the community we live in? Like,
so what's a date night idea that doesn't currently exist here but should?
Yes.
It's
a very loose thread.
Like, all right.
You know, I'm just making ideas.
I've got an answer. What do you got?
All right. So longtime listeners of Date Night will know your boy loves Flight Club. It is.
You knew this was going to be.
Yeah, you did. Which is why you signed off on this prompt. So let me pitch it to you. It is upscale, lazy person's dart bar. Like, you show up, there are computers and cameras that do the scores.
It's a big old thing with nothing but dart boards.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all.
It's great. Like,
dart boards.
Yeah. The
upscale fancy, bougie darts.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what this
is. So here's the great thing. One,
fun.
You play darts. There are cameras everywhere. It tracks the darts you throw. It does the scores. There are weird games. When you win, it like records your last throw and plays it back to you, and then emails it to you afterwards. Also, the food and drink are great, and I'm looking for where we can have a flight club here, because one does not exist. But I've got an alternative for you.
All right.
If you want this kind of duty bro-y experience with good food and drinks all around you, let me throw out to you Durham, kind of in our neighborhood, and you either chuck axes at Urban Axes or you go to Surf Club and play bocce in the back. And bocce, if we're honest, really is the rich poor man's darts.
I would say axes are the rich poor man's darts, because that's just heavy darts.
Yeah, I'm less good at those. I'm much better at
the
darts.
The board is even circular.
I mean, the bocce's got dirt.
There's no dirt in darts.
Yeah,
just because there's only one letter off.
You're right. We should get rid of all the dirt and replace it with upscale darts. And that is my pitch for you. We should have fancy, fancy darts in Chapel Hill, because everyone would love it. And if you can't do it, go to downtown Durham and throw axes at Urban Axes, drink a beer, and then get food at one of the many restaurants that have built up right around there for some reason.
Real quick, my idea, they used to do concerts at Keenan Stadium, I think, but the Smith Center for sure used to have big shows. Cat's Cradle tries to approximate this every so often by doing fun shows out in their like backyard behind Cat's
That's
Cradle, which
space.
Are always super fun. But what we really need is a place in Chapel Hill for like an outdoor big festival-y concert venue. I said Finley Fields.
Right.
Which apparently is not going to be... It's not going to go over with the UNC brass, but we need an outdoor festival space in Chapel Hill Carborough. There's a lot of outdoor spaces around, but if we could really like get a big space to do a big show and bring in big like people alongside all of the amazing artists that we have in this community, I think that would be a lot of fun and a fun date night as well.
I mean, how much are we talking about lawn passes at Walnut Creek with our friends? We could do that right here at home.
I remember going to the Michigan Festival when I was growing up in Michigan, and like $15 in the 80s and 90s would get you a little button that you would walk into shows for an entire week. And we saw Aretha Franklin. We saw Hootie and the Blowfish. We saw the Temptations. We saw all of these great bands. It was fun.
I really thought you were going to say $15 got us a button and all of these bands and a hot dog and two beers and $14.75
You had to pay for the
change.
Hot dog.
No, I just assumed you got $14.75 back in change back then.
And that's date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.